It's the morning show on Minnesota's Jazz Station 88.5. I'm Peter Solomon. Saxophonist Brandon Wozniak has joined me in the studio today. He's been selected as artist in residence at Berlin this month. He'll play a series of four concerts there beginning Sunday, September 6th. He'll be talking about what those concerts will entail, but first, I want to learn a little bit more about Brandon. He went to school at the University of Indiana and spent about 6 years living and playing in New York, but after a while, decided he didn't really care for the hustle of trying to make it there as a performing jazz artist.
I was a little bit of a crossroads in my early 30s, trying to figure out what to do. I was a little shyer. I was working really hard and playing a lot of sessions in New York, but I wasn't like gigging that much because I just wasn't someone who was comfortable like going out and selling myself basically as, you know, going to clubs and trying to get all that work. But when I moved to Minneapolis, it was just a pace that was a little bit easier for me to kind of get into, a little more comfortable and a little higher quality of life in terms of living accommodations. And
without sacrificing to a great degree the quality of the music you can play. There's so many great musicians here.
Yeah, that's what I realized. At some point, I became aware of the band Happy Apple. And even though I was living in New York and hearing all kinds of amazing musicians, I spent most of my time trying to go to as many shows as I can, all kinds of different music. There's a band that stuck out to me, Happy Apple, because I had one of their records that somebody lent me. And that was just a sound that I really hadn't heard before, even in New York. And so I was always aware of those guys. And when I moved back here, I just, you know, I didn't reach out to them directly. It took a long time to kind of finally get it. I like to let those things kind of happen more organically, you know, where Dave King saw me play once, and from there we started getting together and working on music a little bit. But I always knew there was great musicians here, and if I kind of stuck around and put some time in, you know, hopefully I could make some music on the level of what I was hearing in New York, hopefully.
And you just mentioned Dave King. Now, we got you here because we got this residency in Berlin, and you're opening the residency on the 6th, which is a Sunday night, in a trio with Dave King and Brian Nichols. Can you tell me a little bit about what you're planning for that evening?
Brian is someone I've played with quite a bit, as well as I have with Dave. But Brian and I have done a number of like duo concerts, and originally that's what it was going to be, a duo with Brian and I. But I've always wanted to have those three kind of, we've never actually been able to do it as a trio before, just because schedules just haven't worked out. But this time I knew, because I just played with Dave at Berlin earlier this month with our trio called Bulldozer School with the great bassist Anthony Cox. And I found out that Dave was going to be in town in the early part of September. He's very busy right now with the kind of like the tail end of the Bad Plus kind of ending this year. But he was around and he was available to do it. So, yeah, I added him to that and it should be really fun.
Is Brian playing piano on the day?
Brian's just going to play piano, so it's going to be a bassless trio. But I like that format. Sometimes it's nice. I prefer having no chord sometimes, like a chordal instrument like piano. But sometimes it's nice to kind of remove something there, like a security blanket kind of thing, where it would make it a little easier if there was a bass involved to kind of like hold things and be the glue in there. But I find that you can have sometimes some more interesting experiences when you remove something like that.
Now, your next performance at Berlin on September 14th is a quartet. It's called the Mariana Trench Quartet. Tell me about this group.
I'm writing a few things for this group. We've never performed as a group together, but I picked these people because I find them to be interesting improvisers and collaborators, and I just kind of wanted to see what that would yield. I played with all of them in different contexts a number of times, but we've never done a group like that. But when I was thinking of something a little bit more experimental, we'll definitely play some music, and it's not going to be completely free or something like that. But I named it the Mariana Trench Quartet just because I believe that's the deepest part of the ocean, and I just kind of want to explore sounds and textures, and I'm going to use a little electronics on there as well.
So speaking of textures, the instrumentation is interesting. So it'll be you on tenor saxophone and Michelle Kinney on cello and Eric Fratsky on bass. And Eric Fratsky, I know him from his participation in Happy Apple. Tell me about Michelle Kinney, the cellist.
Yeah, Michelle is someone I started working with a few years ago, a little bit more. And I've just always, every time I've heard her, I just really liked her playing. And she's another interesting improviser. And it's I really love the sound of the cello is one of my favorite instruments, so I'm excited to have that on there. But I also, the sound of the cello and especially the tenor saxophone, in my opinion, is kind of a special thing. And we've developed a little bit of a thing together sound-wise. And so, yeah, she's just someone I want to have involved anytime, you know, I can.
I believe, taking an informal poll in my head, that Zach Harris plays in about 90% of the ensembles that perform in the Twin Cities.
Yeah.
Maybe not quite that high, but he's a very busy individual, has a lot of different projects. He's been on this program before. He was a headliner in the Twin Cities Jazz Festival and recently released an album called American Reckoning that had kind of jazz interpretations of a lot of folk music and kind of Americana sounds. What are you guys planning for your September 20th performance at Berlin?
So I think we'll do maybe a few originals of each of ours, maybe some standards, some jazz songs that we both like. I just wanted to do that basically because Zach and I have played, you know, in Atlantis Quartet for a very long time. I was in the Zach Harris group for many years and recorded and toured and did a few records with them. I've since taken a little bit of a leave from the Zach Harris group, and now Brian Murray, another saxophone player, is doing that. But yeah, we've played a lot of music together, and I just kind of wanted to do a more stripped-down version of that with him because we've developed a, you know, unique connection playing so many melodies together over the years, and we definitely have a sound together. But I kind of wanted to strip that down and just kind of, you know, honor the many years of collaboration that we've had, and he's somebody I've worked with a lot. So it'll be fun to kind of just explore that with him.
Sonny Rollins, the jazz titan, passed away in late May this year at the age of 95. Such an incredible legacy. I was able to catch you in a trio at Jazz Central maybe a couple months ago, shortly after Rollins' passing. But for your final gig in September, you're going to do, again, another tribute to Sonny Rollins. Tell me about what you're going to be playing and who you're going to be playing with.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun doing that at Jazz Central. And, you know, I had a few people reach out about not being able to make that show and wondering if I was going to do that again. So I thought it would be fun just to do it one more time. And he's been someone that I've come back to so many times just for inspiration. And I love, you know, the inventiveness in his improvisations. And he's just a very important person and probably my favorite jazz improviser of all time.
You can catch Brandon Wozniak's Sunday evenings at Berlin in Minneapolis. Four different concerts. The first is coming up September 6th with Dave King and Brian Nichols. Following that, what he calls the Mariana Trench Quartet that includes cello, bass, and drums. A duo performance on the 20th with guitarist Zach Harris. And he wraps up the series at Berlin on the 27th. A tribute to Sonny Rollins featuring Matt Peterson on bass and Joey Van Phillips on drums. And you can find more information at berlinmpls.com. What's your website, Brandon?
It's brandonwozniakmusic.com, all one thing there. Berlin has all the information, so I would go there first.
Okay, that sounds good. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Peter.